This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
For men to be characterized as a coward is one of the hardest labels to face. Sadly for me, I can relate to cowards. In the past, I wouldn't say no when I needed to, or yes when I should have. Promiscuity marked my past because I was too cowardly to challenge peer pressures. Within me were fears that overpowered my faith and led to horrible consequences throughout my life. No man wants to think he's a coward. To be sure, we've all done cowardly things. But none of us would want to think of ourselves as having a pattern of cowardly behavior. The Bible gives us many examples of men, however, who struggled with cowardice. David's hiding his adultery by having Uriah killed was an act of cowardice. Abraham's telling a neighboring king that his beautiful wife Sarah was his sister for fear the king would kill him and take her was a cowardly act he committed twice. And Nicodemus's sneaking out at night to see Jesus was a result of being cowardly. How are you a coward? The coward today goes along with shady business deals because he's afraid that if he speaks up, he'll be ridiculed or jobless. He allows employees to be mistreated rather than take a stand for what's fair and right. He's void of both assertiveness and leadership. Tune in with me tomorrow as I take a few minutes to suggest how you can change your cowardly ways.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.